Yesterday's announced merger of Kmart and Sears sent both company stocks higher yesterday, although analysts are puzzled by some aspects of the deal. One of them is an ambitious plan to switch the names of hundreds of Kmart stores. They'd become Sears. Sears has also indicated that it may abandon key locations in large shopping malls, all part of an effort to compete with rivals like Walmart and Target. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
For Kmart and Sears, yesterday's merger announcement comes at a time both companies have lost market share but have been working hard to engineer a turnaround. Kmart, after emerging from bankruptcy, has become profitable enough to acquire its rival, and by cutting fat and closing some unprofitable store locations, the merged company hopes to again compete with larger retail chains.
It's a very positive move. Will it be enough? Time will tell.
Lois Huff is an analyst with Retail Forward. She says another thing the new company, to be called Sears Holdings Corporation, plans to do is convert some Kmart stores to Sears locations, potentially luring in more customers.
Retailing is an extremely competitive environment, and it requires a high level of insight into who that target customer is and a real ability to develop what I call a big idea about what you are.
But it's not clear whether simply realigning stores and focusing on core brands will allow the merged company to go head-to-head with Target and Walmart. Sydney Finkelstein, a professor of leadership strategy at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, calls the decision to close weak stores sensible, but says the new company will still face hurdles.
Do I think they're going to have a chance against Walmart, who have, you know, their Sam Club and variety of other, I mean, even regular Walmart stores have all these products? Well, I think it's a long shot.
Shoppers outside a Walmart store in San Diego questioned about whether having a Sears store nearby would make them any more likely to shop there seemed unenthused. Tanya, who didn't give her last name, said she doesn't plan on changing her shopping habits.
It doesn't really matter. I think I'll probably still shop at Walmart. Seriously.
Another thing Sears may do is close some underperforming mall locations. Don Burns of Real Estate Research Corporation and Industry Consulting Group says the move could leave some malls without their largest tenant.
If they do exit the malls, obviously that will have a big impact on mall ownership, as these large department stores are extremely difficult to find replacement tenants for, as there just aren't that many.
But other commercial real estate experts say a mass exodus by the retailer from shopping malls isn't likely, at least not right away. Kmart and Sears say the merged company will have nearly 3,500 retail locations. But Standard & Poor's has already said it may lower its investment rating on the new company to junk status based on the fact that Sears is still behind many of its peers in terms of profitability. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.